Dalf in top. The Atarma bottom word like this. The Chulon Shechazu Bem, all of them that retract, come back, is Ein Mekabla Noisin Elomis. We can't receive them. So the Shabbat, what does it mean? They're doing like tshuva. So Rashi learns that this goes on the Sefer of the Braisa before that we said that if a Kohen was Mekabla upon himself, Divrei Kuna, so Chutz Midov Rechad, he said, I'll be a Kohen, but one mitzvah I won't accept. Sending a Levi, so we're not Mekabla him. Let's say later he's chayzer and says, yes, I will be mekabel that one mitzvah. So still the locher is ain't mekabel noisa, we can't accept you anymore. Like since the beginning you said no, even the later you retract, we can't accept you anymore. So Rashi learns, Tais learns, Levadim, Tais says, going out to theft and demai, esozid and namoritz, there was mekabel upon himself to be a chover. Who had been a girl, was mekabel himself to have a kabel divritera, or a kayin. And then what happened was, the chumul shechozu bem, that they went back to do Averis, they weren't Mekabal what they expected, what they said they would. So Lochur is then Ein Mekabal Nois and Lomis. You don't accept them anymore. Since at the beginning they were bad, then they were Mekabal to be good. Now when we see them going back, we're not Mekabal them. That's the Divra Rabbi Meir. Now Rabbi Yudah says, Chozro Bimat Munias, if when they retracted, it was only hidden stuff, so then Ein Mekabal Nois, we don't accept them anymore. So Tais learns like this. Tais learns the Matnas Kolena Shechozu Lusurim. That that we say after this claim, let's say the labor was Mekabal upon himself to be Mekabal all the mitzvahs. Then later he turned to be a Ra to do Averis. So if he turned to do a Ra, the Matmunius means hiddenly, privately, but the Goli openly he was Nizer. So Pshat then is acting like a sneaky guy. Like outright, he looks like he's still a tzaddik, but inside he wasn't a tzaddik. Then if you'd also agree, Zayim Mekabla Noisayim. Then we can't accept him anymore. The guy's a sneaky guy, we can't accept him. Even if later he does tshuva. Well, let's say Befehesia, when he was chosen to do the Averis, he did the Averis of Fehesia openly, it's like he wasn't a sneaky guy. Just when he changed completely. Now Mekabla Noisayim. If later say he wants to do tshuva, you would accept them back again to be a good Jew, to be a Kohen, a Levi, whatever it is. He could be Amish, something like this. In also Divrei the Matmunius, if he's doing these things privately, then Mekabla Noisan, we are Mekabla. So Tais learns Shad, he could be Amish, she hikarnu ben mitchila, koidim shechoz ulusuram, she noigim divrei chaveros. I guess if at the beginning, when he was first Mekabla to be a chover, and he was acting like a tzaddik, we know then he was acting like a tzaddik even inside, even privately. So we know at the beginning he was a real tzaddik. Then, Mekabla Noisan, even though later he's chayzer and does ra, and then he does tshuva, we'll mekabla him, because he'll come back to his first matziv, and we know at the beginning he was a real tzaddik. But let's say at the beginning even, when he was first mekabla to act like a tzaddik, to act like a chaver, he only acted that way before Hesia. Like we only saw him out in the open acting that way. But we never really saw him act inside that way. Then ain't Mekabla Noisan. Then once he turned to do Ra, we have to be afraid now really that's the way he was all along. And he never really was Mekabla inside to be like a tzaddik. So therefore, even though lady does tshuva, we're afraid and we ain't Mekabla Noisan. However, the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shur ben Kochayim, they both say that no. That Ben Kach, no matter how he did the Averis and how he first was acting like a tzaddik, it doesn't make a difference. But if the person wants to do tshuva now, that's the klal, Mekabla Noisan. We would accept him back and receive him the way he is. Mishum Shinam, because the Pasuk says, Shuvu Bonim Shevavim. Like, we return children. I mean, to say, even though they do Averis, still if you do tshuva, Hashem accepts you back. The Amar Rav Yitzchok Ish Kfar Aku. That Amar Rav Yechnan. We take a pasuk like this zug, that if the people come and do tshuva, no matter what type of averus they did before, we are mekabel them. They could have a din chover again, or a din of a kain or a levi. Talmud Rabbanan, not like this. But we shown at the beginning how they used to say that chover v'nasa gabai. Let's say first a person was a chover, is mekabel upon himself to be knowing all the chumras of Tyrus, and then he became a gabai. Rashi says that he's a tax collector. Like he started to be able to do business, like he became a tax collector. So locher is then doich noisem mechavusay. We take him out; he can't be a chaver anymore. Since he's also like in politics, so he can't really be a chover. He doesn't have a din of a chover. What's going to be pirish? Let's say he stops his job of being the tax collector. Still, ain't mekabel nisan. We don't accept him anymore to be a chover. That's what they said at the beginning. But chazu later they retracted and said like this, that pirish, if the person stops doing his tax collecting, then arega chol adam, yes, he could become back like a normal person. Meaning to say, if then he's mekabel upon himself again to be a chover, we would accept him. He could have a lech of a chover later. Now, Rav Huna bar Achiya, it's tzrichalei ishasa. There came a time that the Rabbonin had to ask a question from Rav Huna bar Achiya. They needed him. So Rabbi Ayel Gabe, Rabbi Rav Yosef. Rabbi Rav Yosef was about to go to ask him the questions, and the Yarba Meizugu the Rabbonin, they were going to come also with 400 like Tamidim, or pairs of Tamidim, to come along with them to ask the question to see if they could get it from Rav Huna bar Achiya. What happened was, Shama, they heard that the Shama the Yasa, so Rav Huna bar Achiya heard that all these 400 pairs are coming. So Kotalu Abba Naya Taktiki, he went and prepared 400 different type of chairs for them. Hashem Kisoyis, he prepared like a lot of place for them all to come. But L'Seifer, at the end, what happened was, Shama, they heard, the Nasa Gaboy, they heard that this Rav Huna bar Achiya took a job and he became a tax collector. If so, Sholchule, they sent him that Zil Lechashivuseho, meaning to say, we're not going to go to you anymore. So you go back to your business like, Rashi says, the Evach Lechashivusoi Acher Achshiva Shebocholoi, Liasmuchas. Now you go back doing your text collecting, the Yonel and Elechetzle, we won't go to you. In other words, now that you started to do this, you lost your Lech of the Chover like, and we're not going to ask you the Shiloh. So that was, when Rav Huna heard this, he felt bad about what he did, and therefore he himself was Zilmakat Musa. He went back to his first way of only being like a Tamachokim, and he forgot, he stopped his business. So Shokhilu, so now Rav Huna sent message to them, you should know, Hadridi, that I changed, and I'm not doing the tax collecting anymore, therefore now, you should still come to me and ask me a Shilas. So that was, Rabbi Yosef, also Rabbi Yosef did not go, but Rabba went. And it's like this. Rabbi Yosef Omar Tanina, we learned at the beginning that Pirish, the person stopped his Chaveris. Ein Mekabel Nisoy, later when he wants to retract and be a Chav, we don't accept him anymore. So here also, the fact that you stopped your Chaveris to be Yosef in this tax collecting, we can't accept you back anymore. But Rabba says no. Tanina, we learned, Chazu Lem, they retracted to say that Pirish, if somebody stopped his chaveris, he was Isaac in something else, and pirish means fakert, he stopped his business, and he wants to come back to be a chaver, so lochar is, harayaka choladim, yes, he's like anybody else, that he could retract, he could become back to be a chaver. That's why he went to ask him the shilas, he felt that now that he stopped his tax collecting, he also came back and like a chaver, we could ask from him. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, learned like this, a Mishnah in the Goyim, that kol ha-b'choyres odem roye. If you're a chochem, and you know how to tell the halachas whether there's a real mum on the b'chor or not, so you're allowed to see it in paskin. Chutz mishal atzmai. But on your own b'chor, like if you're a kohen, that you want a paskin for yourself, that it's about mum, and you could shecht it, we're afraid, no, you choshet, you know, ge'e b'dava, that maybe you'll say it's a mum, even though really it's not a mum. But v'royas kedoshev, you're allowed to see your own korban. If you have a korban, also it's a shtar korban shlamin, and it's a shalom to ba'amum. If you could be poydir or not, so you're allowed to pass it for yourself. We'll soon see what's the difference. Why here yes and by the chor not? V'yes mice race of the same thing. If you have mice of heimel, you're also allowed to pass it if it has the mum or not. And v'nishalal tyrosov, you're allowed to ask questions about your own tyros, whether it's tov you have a shalom, whether it's tor or not. So if you know the psak, you let a paskin for yourself. That's what it says. Now let's explain. Omar ma, what we just say that kol ha-b'chayrus or the meroya. A chochem is allowed to check out the chayrus to see if the mum there is a real mum or not. Chutz mishal atzmai. Just if the kohen owns, has his own b'chor now, and even though he knows the halachas, he can't paskin for himself. So the mayaskin, what are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Bechad, that the Kohen is passing himself, Me and him, do we believe in? Because you have to have three people to pass for Bechorus. Ella Betlos, we're talking about three people that are crane to other Dayonim. If so, me Chashidi, are we afraid that I could do something wrong here, the Kain? He's not only passing to study, it's to other people also. If you are Tanan, we learned to Mishnah Yevomis that Miyano, let's say you are on the Bezdin there, Bishach, they gave Miyan, Oisha Cholza, or else you were on the Bezdin there, Bishach, they made Chalitza, the Fonov, even though you were there, it was done in front of you, Yisiyano, you're allowed to marry her. Even though we should be afraid, maybe then the only reason why you made the Chalitza was because you want to marry her. Because you can't do it by yourself, you need a Bezdin. Since you have two other people with you, we're not afraid to be choshed, you'll do it only to marry her. So when you have other, we see when you have other people with you, we're not afraid. So Mor says, yes, the other really bechav. We're talking about it's only one kain by itself. And the Kudiyamar Rav Chizda, like Rav Chizda says, the Om Rav Yechanan, that the Yochid Mumcha, there's such a mile, even though usually you need three people, but if I have the Yochid Mumcha, a special person, a Mumcha, he's allowed to paskin himself. Seiros, we're talking about now, he's a Mumcha. Therefore, he can paskin by himself, and even though he's paskin by, he has a right to, but he can't paskin on his own Bechor. Because for his own Bechor, we're afraid maybe he's Choshed. Now, what does it say? But for Royas Kedosha, he's allowed to look at his own Kabonis to see whether it has a mum or not. The question is, why not? Why shouldn't it be choshed? Maybe you'll say it's a mum, and really it's not a mum. So the answer is, because the boy of Mrs. Shalalayu, if he was the one that was a makdish this bag, he made it into a korban shlomim, if he really wants to, he could be sure, he could be matan eder. Like he could take off the hegdish shabai. So Manashach, if he really wanted to get rid of it, he could have been shoyel on the hegdish. And like Rashi says, hegdish betoys is not called hegdish. Therefore, now that he says the mum's a good mum, we're not choshed him. But Abdur Rabbi says, really, that's the law, it's not a mum. It is a mum. Ma'ashenkin, by a b'chor, you can't do that. A b'chor is kodesh merechem, you can't take off the kedusha. The same thing on ma'isrois, how come you could be paskin on your own ma'isr b'hema, the same svara? Because the boy shod the be'mumma b'kuli edrei. If you really wanted to make your ma'isr b'hema into ba'mums, you could have done that before you made ma'isr b'hema. Like when you have the 10 newborn animals by you, you could have made a mum on all of them. And there's no issa yet because they're not a kochim. They're only a kochim after you prick out the 10th one. So if you wanted to make it that none of them will have a kedusha to be makrib on the mizbeach, you could have anyway first made them all into a baal mum and then count 1, 2, 3 and make the 10th one. So now that you didn't do that way and you're passing that the mum is a good mum, we'll believe you. Because you're not choshed. If you wanted to be choshed, you could have done it and you could have made it through anyway. Mashenken abachor, there's no way to do it. The Nishal Al Tarei, suppose you have a right to paskin on your own shaylus whether something is Torah or not. Why? The same thing, because the chosle be made to Mosle, even though you're a kayin. But the pshat is though, when you're Tana, you're allowed to eat it. You only can eat these things when you're Torah. So also you're not such a choshed that you don't have that much to gain. Because even if you would paskin its Tana, you could still use it. Therefore now, when you paskin its Torah, we talk and believe you. Here now the Mishnah says, Kol psudli ha-mekdoshim, any like kochim, a korbin, that shenofel bet mum, a mum came upon that korbin, so lochor is now you have to be poiderit, you can't use it, you have to first redeem it. It's only a bechol or a maitse behema that you're allowed to eat it the way it is now when it becomes a bal mum, that by a bechol the kain can eat it, and by a maitse behema the Yisrael can eat it. But by all other kabonis, once it becomes a bal mum, now the lochor is you have to be poiderit. So kol psudli ha-mekdoshim, so han yosel hegdish, meaning the money, when you do redeem it, the money goes to hegdish. Therefore, nimkorim biyitlis, we say the meat of psula medoshim you're allowed to sell by the marketplace, and when you shchot the meat, you're allowed to shecht it there also to have it fresh meat in the marketplace, and when you shkolim belitra, when you want to weigh it, you're allowed to weigh it out with pounds. In other words, even though you know it's a little bit bizoyan here, still you're allowed to do it. Because, like it says, because the Hanoah goes to Egdish, I will soon explain. Chut mina b'chor, excluding the b'chor, for your maestro, maestro b'ema, that these things you can't be pointed to make it into chulin, and therefore they remain the way they are, and they remain by the bailim. Sehir shani yosam labailim, that any hanor comes out of it goes straight to the owners. Therefore, you have no heter to sell it in these places, but you have to only do it to derech kavod in your house. Now, psulia mekdoshim ani yosam hegdish. A regular korban, when it comes to balmum, if you pay the it later, the money goes to hegdish. Mashenkin by bechor, it's not that way. Now, v'shoik lemonik kinegan mona by bechor. Even though we said by a bechor, you're not allowed to sell it in the marketplace, and you can't weigh it out by pounds. But if you want to, if you have another piece of meat that you know that piece weighs a pound, you're allowed to take that piece of meat and put it on one side of the scale, and put the meat of a bechor on the other side of the scale. That's why derech kovet. But you can't stamp take a weight, a pound, that you can't do. That will be derech kovet to do by a bechor. It's only by other psulim amadarshim umekol, since the enjoyment goes to Hegdish, and we'll soon explain in the Gemara why. Now the Gemara says, Kol psuli ha-migdoshim alochur is what? Haniyosin la-Hegdish.